This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump is in New York to attend the United Nations General Assembly. AP's Julie Walker reports.
President Trump will meet privately with world leaders today, whether that includes Iran's president, who says he has a peace plan following escalating tensions over Saudi oil attacks and the U.S. response. Remains to be seen.
I have no plans to meet with him, but I'm always open.
As for negotiations with other countries like China and trade,
a lot of progress is being made in a lot of different ways. China is coming along well.
Trump also hosts a religious freedom event at the UN today. He's calling on the international community to prevent attacks based on religious beliefs. Then tomorrow, he takes the world stage to address heads of state at the General Assembly. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, allegations that he may have improperly used his office to go after a political rival are overshadowing President Trump's trip to New York. AP Sagar Magana explains.
The president yesterday suggested he brought up former Vice President Biden and his son during a call with Ukraine's new leader focusing on corruption.
It was largely the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, creating to the corruption already in Ukraine.
There's no evidence either Joe or Hunter Biden did anything wrong. The call is part of a whistleblower complaint, but the Trump administration's refusing to share details with lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been resisting impeachment calls, but says Congress could be looking at a whole new stage of investigation if it does not get more information about this matter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Kenyan officials say at least seven children have been killed after a classroom collapsed at a school in Nairobi. A government spokesperson says 57 students were taken to the hospital. From Washington, this is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S.